I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We've talked to listeners who have hitchhiked across the USA. You did a little bit of hitchhiking in your day.
I went from border, like, north to south. I didn't go east to west.
You don't see it as much anymore because people are, nobody trusts anybody nowadays. And you can't. And you got to be careful, especially if you have a bus full of children. An Oklahoma school bus driver has been suspended without pay and has been recommended to be fired after she brought a female hitchhiker onto her bus with dozens of school kids.
Was the female hitchhiker the one out on the road and then her boyfriend's the one hiding in the bushes and then he runs up, hey, sorry, I was taking a whiz.
Yeah.
Hey, that's false advertising.
Now, there is a little more to the story here. The driver, the school bus driver, had been employed for 7 years, and she's accused of picking up this hitchhiker and her dog on September 12th and giving the pair a ride to the hitchhiker's home. Again, this is while she's got a school bus, she's got a bus full of school kids. We're talking about kindergartners through 12th graders, 24 kids on the bus. The superintendent says this was very wrong. The bus driver told the students not to say anything about this to their parents.
This is our little secret.
This is our little secret. The bus driver says the woman that she picked up, she believes she knew. She thought that the woman was a parent of one of the kids on the bus. Also, she said she picked up this hitchhiker because there was a warning about a fugitive loose in the area, and she thought, hey, this isn't safe for her to be out there. I'll pick her up so the fugitive can't get her and bring her on my bus. You got a fugitive on the loose warning, and you got a bus driver picking up a hitchhiker.
So much wrong.
One of the parents said that they've had problems with this bus driver in the past.
There are problems at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Spotsylvania, Virginia. The Longhorn Steakhouse, actually in South Point. Rachel Merrick, this woman's going in to have dinner with her family. She's got her 13-year-old son, and the whole family's walking through the foyer into the entry of the restaurant. And she feels some pain in her foot. She thought she was stung by a bee, maybe a hornet. She tried to brush it off and keep going inside the store, but then inside the restaurant, but she said the pain became excruciating. She dropped her cell phone, leaned down, and then with my fingers, I reached under my foot, and I felt something moving. She had been bitten twice on her toes and once on the side of her foot by an 8-inch-long copperhead snake that had made its way into the restaurant's foyer. And it was still attached to her sandal, like her foot, until she shook it loose. And they looked around. Something's wrong with me. My foot's starting to swell up. And then there's this little 8-inch copperhead slithering around there. And so they stomp on it and kill it there in the entryway. But then they had to call the EMTs, they had to come and they had to give her the whole anti-venom and all that stuff. And the small poisonous snakes are worse than the big ones.
I had a guy I work with out there in Virginia who got bit by, it was just like on his front lawn. I think he was going to his car or something and got bit by one of those deals. He was in the hospital for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, she's messed up. I mean, this girl's messed up that for several days. She was screwed up. And they say she's one of 19 snake bite victims treated at that hospital just this year alone. And so after they kind of get her squared away and get the aid car on the way, she says she told the rest of her party, why don't you go ahead on in and eat? Who's got an appetite after there's poisonous snakes biting people in the entryway?
It depends on how long I've been waiting to eat.
Well, and I started thinking about it, why not go in and sit down and eat and order everything you want? Because, there was going to be 6 of us, but one of us got bitten by a poisonous snake in the lobby of the...
The restaurant's probably picking up the check at that point.
You're probably going to pick up the tab at that point.
Yeah, you're ordering stuff to go, carry out, all kinds of stuff. And finally, a mayoral candidate may have to get out of the race after what he was caught doing in the back of an Uber. Frank Scurlock, running for mayor of New Orleans, is facing a charge of lewd conduct. This happened in California, this New Orleans mayoral candidate. An Uber driver there claimed to have spotted Frank in her back seat with his pants around his ankles during a ride to a trip, during a ride to a hotel in West Hollywood. Charges were not filed until August, since the Uber ride crossed a number of jurisdictions. Frank will be appearing in court in a couple of weeks, just days after the elections. Frank says the charges are without merit. He also said that he will assess whether to stay in the running for mayor over the next few days. The driver reported that she heard suspicious noises during the ride and pulled over to find Frank with his hands full. When she went to the
going to the polls, as it were.
Yeah, when she went to the gas station to call police, Frank left the scene. And Frank's family apparently is embarrassed by all this. Apparently, Frank's family invented the bouncy castle.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what their claim to fame is. Frank is running on the slogan, "Make New Orleans fun again." Make the backseat of an Uber fun again.
Can't believe it's news.
Yeah, I don't know if they mail in their ballots there in Louisiana like us, but Frank apparently does prefer to go to the poll in the backseat of an Uber.
Putting the ooh in Uber. Yeah.